Okay, today is Daf Lamed Aleph. We're on Lamed Amud Beis. We're going to go back. We're going to go back to the beginning of the Gemara. Lamed Amud Beis, right? The case is like this: Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Shimon is married to Sarah. She is not related to the family. She's not an Erev at all. Then Shimon is also married to, we'll call her Rivka. And she's an Erev to Reuven. She's Reuven's daughter, Reuven's mother-in-law. She's an Erev to Reuven. The problem is, as the Gemara says, as the Mishnah said, it's a Safek Kedushin. What's a Safek Kedushin? Safek Kedushin is, you threw the ring to her, and you're not sure if it landed in her Dalet Amos or not. Safek Kedushin. Or, let's say they're definitely married. No question about that. But it's a Safek Gerushin. It's a Safek if you divorced her. What's a Safek if you divorced her? Not if he threw the get in her Rishus. That's not the Safek. What's a Safek? All these Durabonin issues. You didn't put the date on the get. You didn't put the... It wasn't written with Adim. Only one A. All these Durabonin problems. What about the fact that you threw the get in her Rishus? You're not sure if it reached her Rishus or not? That's not a Safek Gerushin. Why not? Why not? What? Safek Kedushin is you threw the ring at her, you're not sure if it landed in her Rishus. How come that's not the case by Gittin? So who asked that question? The Gemara. Right? The Gemara asked that question. Right? So back to the Gemara. V'ilu begerishin safek kariv lo, safek kariv la, lo ketani. It doesn't say that. My time, why not? Why not? The answer is, ishazu, this woman... Becheskas heter l'shuk omedes. Which woman, first of all? Which woman are we talking about? We're talking about the other woman, the other wife, the Tzara, who in our case, and for the rest of the day, her name is Sarah. Right? She was standing to go free. Why was she standing to go free? Because there's no doubt that Reuven, that Shimon was married to Sarah, her, and to Rivka. Who's Rivka?
In Erva.
So when Reuven dies, when Shimon dies, the chazaka was that Sarah is going to go free. Sarah is going to go free, right? Because there's no yibum on Rivka, no chalitza on Rivka. Rivka goes free and Sarah goes free. No yibum, no chalitza. That was going to happen. What happened? Shimon decided to divorce Rivka. If you want to tell me, then how did he divorce her? He threw the get at her, and we're not sure where it landed. Amar Rabba, says Rabba, Isha zu becheskes hetel l'shuk omedes. She was going to be hetel l'shuk, right? Umi safek ata bo l'osra. Now there's a suffix. What's the suffix?
Where it landed.
Al tasrena misafek, right? Don't asser her misafek.
The tzara
misafek. Meaning what? Meaning, according to Rabba, right? According to Rabba, if that happens, then Sarah doesn't need chalitza. And she doesn't need yibum. What happens to her? It's a safek.
She's free.
That's very, very novel.
Have a Rivka.
What?
Have a Rivka.
What about Rivka?
She's divorced.
It's a safek. It's a safek. So there's a whole Masechet Gittin about that. What about a Masechet Gittin? What do you do when you're not sure where she's divorced? Nothing to do with this discussion. The discussion is about getting remarried and hetel l'shuk. So we say it's a safek. This is Rabba's Chiddush. And from a suffake, don't tell me that she can't go free. Okay? Good? That's why it's not in the Mishnah. Because in the Mishnah, what did the Mishnah say? That she has to get chalitza. Rabbi says, you don't even need chalitza. You don't even need chalitza in this case. What's the hesber for this?
Why not fix the suffake? What's the big problem?
Well, because he went away. He ran away.
He died.
He died, whatever it is. So we don't know. Okay? So the Gemara, now up to Amalei Abaya, you got that case? That can't be the Mishnah's issue, because in the Mishnah, this Sarah gets chalitza. And Rabbah says, if the case is talking about where not sure where it landed, there would be no chalitz either. Amalei Abaya. So 1 second. Ihachi b'kedushinami. So they say the same thing by kedushin. Nema isha zu b'cheskas hetel yabam omedes. This woman was going to get yibam. Why was she going to get yibam? Because Shimon's married to who? Just Sarah. Then what happened? He tries to be Mekadesh, Reuven's daughter. Right? Tries to be Mekadesh, Reuven's daughter. And we're not sure where the ring landed. So what do we say? That's the Suffolk Kedushin. She has to take a Chalitza. Say the same story. She was going to be Roy for Yibam. Right? When we Suffolk, Atabola Osra. And I from a Suffolk, you want to say, what do you mean Osra? You want to say she doesn't have to get Yibam or Chalitza? Alta Asrena Misafek. Don't free her from a Safek.
Don't free her.
Don't make her from a Safek. Right? Hasa, right? Say the same story. So the Gemara answers, Hasam Lachumra. No. By a case of Kedushin, we go Lachumra and we don't allow her to get Yibam. Because maybe the marriage to Sarah is good. Maybe the marriage to Rivka is good. If the marriage to Rivka is good, then we can't allow Yibam. Give Chalitza. Different story. Make sense? Now, Hai Chumra, this is a Chumra, Asi Lidei Kulahu. It's a Chumra that could lead to a Kula. Why? Because if we don't let Sarah be Miyabim to Reuven, which we're not allowing this, we're not allowing Sarah to be Miyabim to Reuven, people are going to think that Rivka is an Erva Vadai. Why are people going to think that Rivka is an Erva Vadai? Because it's a marriage Vadai. That's what people are going to think. It's a marriage Vadai. That's why Sarah is getting off scot-free. Right? It's a marriage Vadai. Therefore, she's an Erva Vadai. Right? And that could lead to problems. What problems could it lead to? There are two crazy cases it could lead to. What people are going to think. The answer is going to be, no one's going to think this because we're giving her Chalitza. That's going to be the answer. No one's going to think this. It's a very, very weak Havamina. No one's going to think this. How would anyone think that? She's getting Chalitza.
Right.
So, Hai Chumra, it's a Chumra. You don't want to let her be Mi Chumra. So, Da'asa Le'kulu, it's going to lead to a Kula. Why? Because there are two crazy cases that are going to happen. Zimna, it's going to happen. The Azal Hu, someone's going to go. Umakadesh La La'achosa Kedushay Vadai. Someone else. So the first case is, who's this someone else? It's going to be a Levi who is a brother only from the same mother. He's going to go and be Makadesh Rivka. And that's going to lead to problems. Right? The Inami, or Zin in another case, the Asa Acher Mekadesh Lo Ludide Kedushay Vadai, or some guy off the street is going to see, hey, this was not a valid Kedushin, I can marry her, right? And it's going to lead to problems. The Kivan the Asar Lo Amar Letzara Liyavume, since we're not allowing Sarah to get Yibum, Amri the Kama Kedushin Vidabasra Lav Kedushin. It wasn't a valid Kedushin, and the Gemara, so therefore it's a big problem. Not allowing Sarah to get Yibum is going to cause some terrible marriages and crazy things are going to happen. The Gemara says, no. Kivan deka mitzrachas chalitza, since we're forcing Sarah to get chalitza, miyad diyad, everyone's going to know, techumar ba'amahu, it's a chumar ba'alma. Everyone's going to know. Okay? The only thing I didn't explain very well, what those crazy cases were. Okay, but trust me, they're crazy, and they're cases, and it's going to lead to problems. Then they're not going to lead to any problems. You know why it's not going to lead to any problems? Because she gets chalitza.
Right.
No one's going to think anything. See, Hachi Gershon Nami listening. So, by Gershon, give chalitza. We always give chalitza as a backup. Right. Why don't we give chalitza here? Right. The Gemara answers. Liftinami Gershon Nami listening. V'listrucha chalitza. Let her have chalitza. Umiyadi yade the chumra ba'almahu. And everybody will know it's a chumra ba'alma. Right? I'm just doing it mi'chumra. Really? She doesn't need chalitza. Why are we giving her chalitza? Really? She has a chazaka that she doesn't need chalitza. We'll give chalita. The Gemara answers, which this question could be asked the entire, every page of this mezakta, the Gemara could have given this answer. Im ata omer choletzes, mishyabebeth. People are going to think, well, if you can give chalita, you can give yibum. And that can't happen. Right? Why can't it happen? Why can't she get yibum?
Because
she's a possible tzara of an erva. Right?
We said it a million times. It's just a
chalita. So hachanami. So too by the case of the kedushin. Same story. Im ata omer choletes misyabemes. People are gonna think. People are gonna think. Well, if you could do chalitza, you could do yibum. So the Gemara answers, "Votus yabim. Let her do yibum. Vein bekach klum." Right? A big deal. It doesn't bother us if you do chalitza. If you do yibum, why? A chazaka kakaimi, because you're just reinforcing the chazaka. The chazaka was that she's roi fi yibum. Why is she roi fi yibum? Because she's married to one man and no other wives, and she's got a brother over there.
Brother-in-law.
A brother-in-law. She's got a brother-in-law, meaning her husband's brother. If her husband dies, she can do yibum. Now what happened? Now he was a suffic kedushin to the brother, to an erva. So what? So what? A chazaka kokaima. Right? All it does is reinforce the chazaka. What's the big deal?
But she also might be in Tzara's Erva.
What?
I don't
get
that.
Every single time you have a suffix of any sort, just wait till you're done.
Right. What? What?
Anytime you have any sort of doubt to anything, do chalitza, you're done.
Correct. Now the Gemara asks another question.
Which, by the way,
why won't people think that you can do yibum? The answer is, let people think you can do yibum. What's the downside? What's the downside here? There's a chazaka that she's right for yibum. That's all. That is a suffix, whether or not there's a marriage to whatever. So what?
That's the whole problem. What if he does yibum?
What?
If he does yibum?
So? What's the downside? So we see from here that a chazaka beats a suffix.
Why is it here you don't care?
Because what's the worst that people are going to say? The worst they're going to say is she's eligible for yibum.
She's an erva.
She's a tzaras erva. And she's eligible for yibum. And Reuven's waiting his whole life to marry this girl. She's such a good girl. So now what happened? His brother died. The only problem is there's a suffix whether he was Mekadesh, his Reuven's daughter.
Which would mean
Sarah's ineligible. So what does Gemara say? Give chalitza. Why give chalitza? Because people are going to think you can do yibum. So let's say you did yibum.
You're not allowed to. It's an erva.
So what do you see from here? That the chazaka, that she's right for yibum, beats the suffix. That's what you see from here. The chazaka beats the suffix. It's a suffix if they're married. Suffix where the ring landed. So what do you see from here? That a chazaka beats an erva.
A chazaka beats a suffix.
That's what you see from here. A chazaka beats a suffix. Is that so crazy? It's not so crazy. Right? A chazaka beats a suffix. Now, we're going to spend the next daf. Is that true? That a chazaka beats a suffix? We never had a case of suffix before. It never came up.
All these cases where these crazy
Not a suffix marriage. That was a suffix in halacha.
Right.
This is a suffix in the facts.
Right.
It's different. We don't know what happened. It's a suffix in the facts. So we're going to have another case right now where there's a suffix in the facts. Okay? And what's the story with that halacha?
Yeah, but potentially it's your brother's wife.
Correct.
That you're not allowed to marry. Only if it's a situation.
That's why it's a suffix. It's a suffix in the facts.
But that itself is an erva.
What?
Your brother's wife is an erva as well.
You're not marrying the brother. You're marrying the tzara.
No.
Yeah, your brother's wife is an erva. But right now, at 6 o'clock in the morning, there was a chazaka that Reuven could do yibum on her.
Right.
What happened? Shimon calls up for the yibum. You know what I did? I just was a suffix if I married your daughter.
And he dropped dead.
And then he drops dead. So now Reuven says, what do I do now? Well, I had to do chalitza. I have people are going to think you can do Yibam. So you do Yibam. What's the worst that can happen? The worst that can happen is that it's a suffix if it's an Erva. Right? But it's a Chazaka that it's not. So Chazaka beats a suffix. What's so crazy? That's so crazy.
Why can't we also say that the whole halach of Yibum suspend the Erva from the broader side?
We're going to, yeah.
So why can you say that also...
It only suspends the Erva if you can do Yibum. Yes, we're going to get to that. The Gemara is going to mention that exact case in a minute. At the end of the Amud Aleph, the Gemara is going to talk about that. So, is that true that a chazaka beats a suffix? Let's see. Eisvi Abaya, 1 second. Now, let's say that the exact same case, only there's no suffix here. Shimon's married to two people, Rivka, who's his brother's daughter, which is an erva, and he's also married to Sarah. Okay. And what happened was, Shimon and his wife Rivka, who is Reuven's daughter, are at home. Sarah's not home. She's at work. Shimon's home with his wife Rivka, who's an erva to his own brother Reuven. The house collapses. And Shimon and Rivka die. We don't know who died first. If Shimon dies first, then Reuven can't be miyabim to Sarah. Why? Because it's an erva. But if Rivka died first, then Reuven can. Because at the moment of Shimon's death, he wasn't married. What do you do? It's a suffix. It's a suffix in facts. Not a suffix in halacha. It's a suffix in facts. It's just like our case. It's a suffix in facts. Now in our case, what did we say? What's the big deal if he doesn't do...
So what?
What about over here? So, Nafal Habayis, Alav, V'Albas Achiv. The house falls on top of the brother, the husband, Shimon, and his niece. Then you're there, Ezim HaMeis Rishona. We don't know who died first, but they're both dead. So what do you do now with Sarah, the co-wife? Rish, of HaMeis Rishon, Tsarasa, Choletes, V'lo Mishabemes. She has to get chalitza, and she can't get yibum. Famai, why not? Hachanami, say the same thing. Name Isha Zu, this woman. Becheskas heter l'shuk omedes. She had a chazaka that she wasn't going to get yibum or chalitza. Why not? Because her co-wife is a niece. So she had a chazaka like that. Umi safek, now there's a safek. Ataba l'osra. Now from a safek, you want to change it? And require her to get chalitza? Atasra enemy safek. Don't do that. Alright? We just said, V'chite ma'achanami l'chumra. Hey, you want to tell me it's a chumra? L'chumra asi mitli de kulahu. It's a chumra that can lead to a kula. She'ema to omer choletes. Misya bemes. So when it comes to our case, we said, big deal. How come over here we don't say that? So the Gemara gives two answers. Number one, gerishin d'shchichi. Gerishin is much more common than this happening. Divorce is much more common than a house falling down on people. On two people, right? Much more common. Therefore, Gazru Bei Rabbanon. The Rabbanon made a gzeira that she doesn't need chalitza. Right? That's what Rava said. You don't need chalitza by the Gerishin case. However, Mapoles, the case of a collapse, the Lo Shchichi, that's not Shchiach. Lo Gazru Bei Rabbanon. The Rabbanon didn't make it there that she doesn't need chalitza, and therefore she does need chalitza. You hear that?
It's double negative. They didn't make it around.
Correct. Right? I'll give you another answer. Gerishin, when it comes to a case of Gerishin, Dikaima Erva, this woman, what, who? Sarah, she's standing right here. And what does she say? What's her issue? Her issue is, was my co-wife, the erva, was she divorced or not? Did she get divorced? We don't know. Right? We don't know what happened to her. We're not sure where the ring was thrown. We're not sure where the get was thrown. Was it in her shoes or not? We don't know. So what happens? Well, what did Rabbah say? She doesn't need chalitza, she can go free. Right? Because she had a chazaka, she was going to go free anyway, and you have a suffix over here, don't tell me the suffix is strong enough to free the chazaka. It's not true. So how come the case of the Mapolis is different? So by the case of the Mapolis, everyone's dead. All the players are dead. How is that suffix ever going to get undone? Impossible, never going to happen. It's never going to happen. Here, she's standing right here. Inami Gerishin Dekayma Erva. By the way, not only is the co-wife here, the woman who's involved, who is the suffix, she's also here. Right? Both women are alive. They're both standing right here in Bezdin, and the Bezdin's busy with it. What's the story over here? The Kamuchach Vitzarasa Mitzrachas Lachalita. We can say that they resolved the suffix. They resolved the suffix. No, if she's divorced, then this woman does need chalitza. And if she was not divorced, then she doesn't need chalitza. Why? Because the husband died. So if she was not divorced, she's a tzara of an erva. And if she was divorced, then she's not a... So it's possible to say that the chachamim came along and they were mevarer the suffix. Why? Because both women are sitting here. We'll examine them, we'll ask them questions, and we'll take a tape measure, we'll be busy with it. Right? Amri, we could say, Kamu bei Rabbanan beGita. The Rabbanan, after thinking about it a lot, they changed their minds. And they said, Gita Malyuhu. It was a good get. Now you can do even if you want. But Mapolas, by the case of the collapse, me Kamu bei Rabbanan be Mapolas. Because the Rabbanan never changed their minds. Nothing to change. We don't know what happened. Right? You're going to get DNA testing which one died first? Never going to happen.
Check the black box.
Okay. Check the black box. It's not going to happen. Look at Rashi. Rashi says it great. The Kaima Erva. The Kaima Erva, come on. See the Rashi of the Kaima Erva? It's right next to us. The Kaima Erva, come on. The Ervas are supposed to sit right here. V'komachachas the hakol, v'komachachas, and they prove the hakol roin shezu tzaras erva haisa. She was a tzaras erva. V'ata now mitzrachas chalitza. Now you want to tell me she needs chalitza? Asul meimar. People will say, kamu be rabbanon begita. The rabbanon, they thought it over. They took tape measures. They took atomic measurements, and they decided. You know what? She was or she wasn't divorced. It was a good get. And she's not a tzara serva. People might do ibum. But avamapolis inami my strachas lechalitza. You want to tell me that she needs chalitza? Me asil lememar kama berabanan mapolis. What are the rabbanan going to do about this case? How could they ever figure it out? Elu adayonim I'm speaking also chalitza neviim. What are they neviim? Rashi talking. What are the Nevi'im? The Yehudu, they're going to know Shumesa Rishona, which one died first? How are they ever going to know that? How are they ever going to know that? The Lacey Le'ibim with Sarah, that she has to get, that she can get Yibim now? How are they going to know that? There's no way they can ever figure that out. Umiyad Yada, the High Chalitza Mishum Tzafiku, and the Chalitza only Tzafik. How are they ever going to figure that out? Therefore, the halacha is different.
Why don't you just say that this is, no matter what, both, this is a rare situation? So people are not going to make Dukin from a rare situation. The entire thing...
That was the first answer.
Second also.
That was the first
something
answer. It's a separate answer. But they're both so true. First of all, it's very far-fetched. Second of all, even if you don't say it's not far-fetched, the suffix can never be resolved. But in the case of the get, it can be resolved.
I understand, but it's too far-fetched. So people are not going to start making an exemption from a far-fetched case.
Okay. And if you want to tell me it's not so far-fetched, people lived in bad situations and the house could collapse, I have another reason why it's different. You know why? It can never be resolved.
They live on the fault line. What can I tell you?
Yeah. They live in California. Right? Now, one second. V'gabi gerishin milo tanan. By gerishin, didn't we learn the same thing? That what? That when the facts are in dispute, the tzara does need chalitza? V'atnan. Listen to this. Hi, so imagine Rishus Rabim. She's standing in Rishus Rabim. Vizarkula, and you threw it at her. Karovla, if it's in her Rishus, near her, Megureshus. Karevlo, if it's near him, not in her Rishus, ain't a Megureshus. All right, that's Aleph Beis of Gerishin. Mechsal Mechsa, if it's 50-50, we're not sure, Megureshus, ve'ain a Megureshus. She's divorced, and she's not divorced. What does that mean? That means, Vamrina, Lamai Hilchasa, what does that mean? What does that mean? Well, di kohen hu asurla. If he's a kohen, he can't be with her anymore. Maybe he's divorced. Maybe she's divorced. Vi erva, and if she's an erva, he tsarasa boy chalitza, and then he dies. The tsar has to get chalitza. You told me Right?
Rabbi says,
you told me she doesn't need chalitza. V'lar, we don't say, Shema tome choletes, Mitzia Bemes. Well, if we give a chalitza, people are going to think we can do yibum. We don't say that. How come in our Mishnah we do say that? So the Gemara answers, Ha'itmar Allah, Rabbi Rav Yosef, to Amri Tavaihu, Hacha, here the case is, they're not the same case. Not the same case. The case is, V'shtei kitei edim askinan. We're talking about two sets of edim. It's not a suffix now. If it's a legitimate suffix, Rabbi says, if it's a real suffix, I'm right, she goes through without chalitza. That's not what happened here. But here what happened was, two edim said one thing, and two edim said another thing. Meaning what? Shtei kitei edim askinan. Achas ameres karv lo. Ve'achas ameres karv lo. It's a suffix daraisa now. Why? Because when two sets of edim contradict, what happens? The answer is nothing happens. But you're going to ask that in a second. This is not a suffix. Well, I'm not sure where it landed. That's a different suffix. A suffix, I'm not sure where it landed. It's not a suffix daraisa. That's a suffix in fact. This is a different kind of suffix. It's a suffix in Hilchos Eidos. Right? That's a whole different story. Different halacha. Right? Umasnis in our Mishnah, dahacha bebaba achas, I'm sorry, bekat achas, tavel is fake at the Rabbanon. By us, it's a suffix at the Rabbanon. Where did it land? I don't know. Did it land in Rosh? I don't know. It's very right on the Golan over there. I'm not exactly sure. That's a whole different suffix. Therefore, the Rabbanon went out machmir to require a chalitza that, like they were by suffix kedushin. One second. How do you know that our Mishnah is talking about only one kat? How do you know that? That's Zavid Rabbanan. The answer is Dumya de Kedushin. It's because it parallels the case of the Kedushin, the Safi Kedushin. Ma Kedushin Bekar Achas, Av Gershin Bekar Achas. The Kedushin Gufayhu Mimai de Bekar Achas. How do you know the Kedushin is one kat? Dilma Beis Kite Edim, maybe it's two. The Gemara says, well, Ibe Beis Kite Edim. If there are two, tisyabim ve'ein bekach klum. They're nothing. What?
They're missing.
They're missing. They don't do yibum. So the Gemara says, "What are you talking about? Kaime edim ka'amar karev la." One second. There are edim that say it was next to her. Vata marta tisyabim ve'ein bekach klum. You tell me she can have yibum, right? V'su also shtei kitei edim namisfeka derabanan hu. Two sets of edim. Also, it's not a suffix daraisa. You know why? Because the Amri Uki Trei Lebahadei Trei V'isha Opi Achaz Achazaka. In other words, what happens when two edim say opposite things? The answer is we tell them both to go home, and then nothing, as if they never came.
Right.
So back to square one. Right. You say this, and you say that. You're both crazy. So go home.
They
cancel each other out, and what happens? You're back to square one. So what kind of suffix daraisa is that? Right? Midi Dehavi, it's just like Anichse Dvar Shatya. You have a Shota. And it was a Shota, and he wrote some document giving everything away to some animal rights group. Who knows what he did? A crazy thing. So what happens? Then two of them come and say, no, you know, when he did that, he was normal. We know he's crazy, but that few minutes, he was normal. Right? Dvar Shatya, Zavin Nechase. He sold all his possessions. Asu Beitreva Amri Kishu Chalin Zavin. Some say, right, that when he did that, he was lucid. He had a few moments, he was lucid, he did, okay. Others say, what are you talking about? He was crazy when he did that. That's a crazy thing. So what do we tell everybody? They cancel each other out. The two cancel each other out. And we leave it as a chazaka that it was a crazy person. So too over here, right? The Isha should be in a chazaka that she's a tsaras erva, and she should be mutaris l'shuk, right? Because she's a tsaras erva. Now, the Rabbanon said that in that case she has to get chalitza, right? Right.
But she can't get married.
So she get chalitza. Sakim in our Mishnah there's no chalitza. Mm-hmm. But back to the question. Our Mishnah, Rabbi said that in our Mishnah, in our case of safek, she doesn't get chalitza.
Which case?
The case was where you threw a get and you're not sure where it landed. So Rabbi said. In that case, and then what happened? Then the husband died. Right. So Rava said, in that case, the tzara is free without yibum and without chalitza. Why not give her chalitza?
That's just Rabba.
That's Rabba. Why not give her chalitza? Because if you give her, and that's why the Mishnah didn't use that case. Because the Mishnah would use that case. The Mishnah said there is chalitza. The Mishnah said in Safek Gerushin. What's a Safek Gerushin in the Mishnah's case? There are banans. There's no date on the gad. It was only signed by one person. All these other strange things. Why not just say he wasn't sure where it landed? That Kedusha, we said that. The answer is, because if we're not sure where it landed, she wouldn't have to get chalitza. Why not? Because if she gets chalitza, maybe we'll say she has to get yibum. Ah, we have another Mishnah or Brisa here. Was exactly what happened. So Suffolk where it landed, and she does get chalitza. What's the difference? So, Ella, Omar Abaya, I'll tell you the difference. The difference is, Yagid Alav Reo. One friend tells about the other friend. In other words, our Mishnah didn't mention it, but of course it's there. And Rava, you're totally wrong. Tana b'kedushin, the Mishnah gave a case. What's a suffik kedushin? Not sure where the ring landed. Fuhu adin legerushin. That's also a suffik gerushin. Either the Mishnah didn't mention it. What's that the Mishnah mention it for? It's obvious. Tana b'gerushin, it says b'gerushin, fuhu adin lekedushin. Every case of gerushin also applied to kedushin. Okay? You hear that? Both cases apply. So what's a Safek Kedushin? You wrote a shtar and you didn't date the shtar. That would be a Safek Kedushin. You get you right, you're a Makadish, the one with the shtar, and you didn't write the date.
It's not the same.
And so too, what's a Safek Gerushin? Well, you threw it and you're not sure where it landed. So and what's the halacha? She requires chalitza.
That's a case of Metzius.
1 minute.
That's a case of halacha.
What?
That's a case of Metzius.
Now we're saying that both are both. They're both the same.
How are they the same?
It's a suffix.
It's a suffix, but once
and since it's a okay, so what?
And once halacha.
Right. So we said so. I reject that distinction because I have a case over here where there's a suffix in halacha in Matthias. Not sure where it landed, and this brisa required chalitza. So you see that distinction between facts and halacha is not a distinction. And no matter what, whenever it's a suffix, I don't care what kind of suffix, we're gonna have to make chalitza. Now you're telling me that any suffix that by the get, that what? That is a suffix by Gerushin, by Kedushin? That what happened now? That the Shtar Kedushin didn't have the date on it? Who made up that rule? That what kind of suffix is that? By get, you have to have a date on it.
Right.
Why?
Because
we're afraid of Israel. No. Well, that's not the reason. Minotaurah, it does not need a date. You don't have to date a get. You don't have to put a date on it. We'll see in a minute. No, nothing to do with any of those reasons. Well, one second. So now the Gemara says, "Amalei Rava, I yagid alav riu, my zehu diktani." It says zehu. These are the differences. So when you say such precise words, don't tell me that it's all one big jumble. It's not true. It's not one big jumble. The Mishnah was precise. This is a suffix of Gershon. This is a suffix of Kedushin. Very precise. Don't tell me it's one big jumble. Ella Amar Rava, different story. Kol sheyesh b'kedushin, any suffix that you have by kedushin, yesh b'gerushin. You have b'gerushin. Like what? I'm not sure where it landed. I'm not sure where the ring landed. I'm not sure where the get landed. What's the story? Suffix. What's the halacha? She has to get chalitza. However, yesh b'gerushin, but there are suffix by gerushin, ma she'ein b'kedushin, which you don't have by kedushin. Like what? V'zehu de gerushin. V'zehu de gerushin. And the zehu of gerushin. This is lav dafka. That was not precise. Ela mishum de tanahu du but kedushin. Tananami zeh begerushin. Since we said it by kedushin, so for parallel sake, we say it by gerushin. But in the chanami, it's not precise. V'zehu de kedushin le'ute mai. So what is it when it says this is by kedushin? What does it come to exclude? Le'ute zman. It comes to exclude zman. The leka b'kedushin, where it doesn't have, they don't have to put a time, a date on your shtar kedushin. Mipnei ma lo tiknu zman b'kedushin. Why not? Now, why do you have to put a date in your get? Why? The Gemara has a machlokas. Why? Midrash, you don't have to. Midrash on two reasons. Number one, let's say you're married to a relative. A relative, your niece. You're allowed to be married to her. And then what happens? There's a rumor that she was mezana with someone else. Now, even though you're upset about that, she's still a family member. She's still your brother's daughter. So you know what you'll do? You'll write a get, date it from last year. So then he was divorced. And when this rumor comes out in public, she was divorced. It's still not a nice thing to do, but it's not an isser. She was a single girl. So you might do that. So to get around that problem, we make you put a date in the get. That's one answer. The other reason is because when the divorce happens, then you're no longer entitled to her nechse melug, because you're no longer married. So you might make monkey business with that. So therefore, you might pre-date, post-date, you'll do crazy things to keep the money. So to stop that from happening, you have to date a get. Those are the two reasons. What about kedushin? Do those reasons apply? They do apply a little bit, but they apply the opposite way. They're only going to be to the first. Here we go. Hani, now why is there no zman on a kedushin? Why don't you know date a kedushin? Hani chalaman dami shum peiri. The reason is I understand why you don't put a date on a kedushin, because arusa less lay peiri. Anyway, on arusa you're not entitled to the peiros. You're only entitled to the peiros from the time they sue in. So what do you have to put a date on it for? That makes no difference. Anyway, you're not entitled until you have a chuppah. So you can be, what are you going to do? You're going to mess around with the dates? But what won't help you? Ella, lamand amr mishum basa achoso. For one second, if we're afraid that you know, because you're married to a relative and you want to save her from misa, see my monkey, you might make some monkey business with the date. L'sakin zman. You should put a date here also. Why? What's going to happen? You heard that you gave her a kedushin, and then what happened? Then you heard she was mezana. So you'll mess around with the date. You'll post-date it. So at the time when she was mezana, you weren't married to her. It's the same monkey business. So the Gemara says, Mishum de ikka de makadesh bekaspa, because you can marry with money. So therefore what? Therefore, they don't have to put a date in a shtar, in kedushin. Ay, vikka de makadesh bishtara, lo tukin rabbanon zman. So what kind of answer is that? So when you're married, so therefore, because when you get married with a shtar, you don't have to put a date. Some of the Rav Acha, Beret of Yosef, Rav Ashi, va'avda de'ika de'tani b'kaspa, de'ika b'shtara, v'takin rabbanon zman. So what? When you get married with money, there won't be a date. But when you get married with a shtar, there will be a date. So the Gemara answers, hasa ruva de shtara. No, by a get.
By a slave.
I'm sorry, I skipped a line here. I'm sorry, I skipped. Avikat b'kadosh b'shtara. Right. Amalei Ravacha b'Rav of Yosef Ravashi va'avda. But by an eved. So machlokas, what this means? Does it mean when you buy an eved, or does it mean when an eved frees himself? When an eved buys himself out of freedom. So machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Either way, avikat d'ktani b'kaspa. Sometimes it happens with money. Avikat d'ktani b'shtar. We're talking about a zman. There is a zman. So the Gemara answers, well, hasam by an eved. Hasam ruba b'shtara by an eved. Most of the time it's with a shtar. Hacha, Rubit Makaspa. Most of the time by a marriage is with money or a ring. When did you ever see a wedding with a shtar? Probably never. Right? Ibayseima or Mishum Delo Efshar. It's not possible to put a date in a shtar. Kedushin. Why not? Because what's going to happen? Hey, Chlevin, what do you want to do? Where's the shtar going to be? Liancha Gabe Dida. If it's by her. And what happened? She was fooling around with someone else, and now she's married to her uncle. Mm-hmm. And so machal, she'll just erase it.
Sure.
She'll erase it. Lincha gai b'didei. So you leave it by the husband. Zimnan the basachoso he. It's going to turn out it's a relative. Umachapola. He'll have pity. Lincha gai b'edim. You want to tell me like this? Put it by edim, right? Leave it by bezdin. So ed zachre. If they have independent knowledge, you don't need a shtar. Ask them, when did they get married? V'ilo, and if they don't have independent knowledge, then what's going to happen? They're going to look at the shtar to see when the marriage happened? That's not good. Zimnan, dechazu michtava. They're going to look at the writing. V'asu misadi. And they're going to give testimony based upon that, not based upon their own knowledge. For Achmana Amri, mi pihem, v'lo mi piksavam. That's not good datus. Therefore, there's no zman on a kedushin. Doesn't serve any purpose. Ihachi, or another answer, begirishin, I'm sorry, ihachi, begirishin, namenei mahachi. Same thing by gerishin. Exact same thing. Everybody has reasons here why to lie. Same story. So the Gemara gives a very smart answer. Hasam, by the case of a get, lahatzala diyada ka'asi.
Hatzala diyada.
What? Which it's the point is to save her. So Hacha lechava didakasi. By the here, it's going to make her worse. Just opposite. We're going to condemn her.
Right.
So therefore, there's no get. There's no zman, but on a get there is. Okay. Good. Okay. Next Gemara. One second. No. Okay. We'll try to do the Mishnah. The easy Mishnah. Finally, Gimel Achayos, Nisuin, Gimel Nachrios. There are three men, brothers, this is a normal thing, married to three non-related people. Right? They're married to three non-related people, which is the most of the time that is what happens, right? Once in a blue moon you heard two brothers married two sisters. It's pretty unusual. Normal case, three brothers marry three girls, right? Umeis echad mehen. One of them died. Reuven died. So now, v'asa b'hasheni maimer. Shimon does maimer on Reuven's wife, v'meis, and now he dies. So what would you say? By doing maimer, what happened?
Suffic kedushin.
So now, how many women have fallen to Levi? Two. Do they come from one family or from two? Well, we're not sure. Because if the Maimer is a Kedushin, they came from one. If Maimer is not a Kedushin, they came from two.
But he only made Maimer on one.
Why do I care?
What?
I
understand.
Why do I care?
Because
he could marry both. He could be Yavim both. So he has to do Yavim.
Hare Elu Choletzes Velo Mis Yavemeth. There's no Yibam here, only Chalitza. Why?
On this one.
On both of them.
One.
Why? Shinamar, because it says, Umeis Echad Mehen. And what's going to happen is, when one of your brothers is going to die, Yivama Yavo Aleha. Sha'aliyah Zikas Yibam Echad, V'lo Sha'aleha Zikas Beis Yibman. Only when you have one Yibam coming to you, not two. And the Gemara is going to flesh that out. What's going on here with this?
What is it? Didn't we have case after case
of
two?
Right. What? Coming from the same brother.
Yes. So
here, they're coming from two different brothers. So
it's
possibly. Rav Shimon Omer, no. Mi'avim le'idhem she'irzev, v'chol ez l'shniya. You can do even either one, and the second one gets chalitza. What's the big deal? Right?
I'm sure he can't marry both.
What?
Anyway, he can't marry both of them. He can't do even them both.
No. According to the Tanakhama, you can't do Yibam in any of them.
No, because of the Pasuk.
Because of the Pasuk. What?
That doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense, right?
It doesn't make sense.
Okay, so, you know, we'll stop here.
More different than
okay, here's a story. Tomorrow, the second half of Amud Beis, is extremely easy. We'll do it in 2 minutes. Till we get to there, it's quite difficult tomorrow. Again. So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
Hey, Paul.